Welcome to Recalling Our Roots, a wellness study and podcast. While it is not required, it is encouraged for those able to walk and or listen to this study to do just that. Why have you been encouraged to walk and listen instead of read? How we best learn can differ by the season of life. Entering another year of pandemic perseverance calls us to bend and breathe differently. Now more than ever, we must care for ourselves and others with wellness in mind. The National Wellness Institute defines wellness in these ways. Wellness is a conscious, self-directed, and evolving process of achieving full potential. It is a multidimensional and holistic, encompassing lifestyle of mental and spiritual well-being. It is an environment. Wellness is positive and affirming. As we enter this time of study and reflection designed to honor Black Heritage Month, we do so with the intention of wellness. The segments of Recalling Our Roots speak to key attributes that serve as a foundation for discussing African American heritage. The segments also offer biblical reflection on Isaac's journey of recall found in Genesis 26. Establishing some common understanding will help us journey well together. Most of us are formed in a Western context and educational system that centers Euro-American experiences. There are details of the past we may not know or find essential to our current daily living. However, wisdom teaches us the importance of historical knowledge when navigating life's systems with others. Before the existence of our biblical text and the barbaric legalization of chattel slavery, there were magnificent cultures thriving in numerous societies across the continent of Africa. The people in those societies and their abducted descendants were communal, spiritual, inventive, and loved. Let's talk about communal roots. Black scholar Reverend Obery Hendricks, Ph.D., teaches, prior to the New Testament, there was no understanding of salvation that was not communal. People would rise and fall, thrive and perish as a people. This is perspective-altering truth for people of faith and is also reflected in the heritage of African Americans. From prayers for rain to building homes and marriage proposals, every noble task was approached in community. We see the communal attribute still living in family reunions, funeral repasts, festivals, and altar calls. When reflecting on Black heritage, you will often hear the South African term Ubuntu. Ubuntu is rooted in a relational form of personhood, basically meaning that you are because of others. As a human being, you, your humanity, your personhood, you are fostered in relation to other people. It's about coming together and building a consensus around what affects the community. Individualism is a consequence of Western assimilation, foreign to African American heritage, and it stands in opposition to agape love, God's unending love for people through people. Let us pause here and make a mental note of all the people we are connected to and all the people they are connected to and how our very personhood touches family, work, school, church, neighborhood, and global communities. Can you name five people who are not biologically related to one another that remind you of Ubuntu as a principle in your life? Let's talk about spiritual roots. Starting with the first attribute, communal, we move now toward the second, spiritual. To fully grasp the depth of spirituality rooted and alive in Black heritage, it is good to know the communities from which most African Americans can trace some ancestry. Places like Senegal, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Angola, Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, and Cameroon were home to most kidnapped and enslaved persons in the United States. These communal nations and their members held venerable spiritual practices hundreds of years old. In ancient African religious traditions, God is both immanent and transcendent, near and far. In this framework, then, Africans engage in daily interactions with divinities who are seen as God's intermediaries and assistants. Another key theme in African religions is a profound respect for nature. One can liken these traditional spiritual practices of petitioning divine rain assistance, sun assistance, fertility assistance, healing assistance, and protection assistance to the many ways we address our God today. Rock, healer, strong tower, shelter from the storm, balm in Gilead, Lord of the harvest, lily of the valley, comforter, and on and on. In the lives of Black people, the fullness of God has stretched far and wide without end or barrier between human beings and nature. The caressing of the earth with feet and hands through dance accompanied by the rhythmic syncopation of drums is a practice of both African and Native American peoples. Traditional Black churches participate in the rhythmic beat of gospel music to celebrate God, who is spirit and who lives in the hands, heart, feet, and minds of the people. In her book, Making a Way Out of No Way, theologian Dr. Monica Coleman encourages, we are called to remember our past and incorporate it into our process of becoming. As we do so, we can use past survival techniques to help ourselves live into the future. We can also remember the destructive, death-dealing aspects of the past and vow not to repeat them. A poem for us. I see the rhythm of the gospel. I see the rhythm in the sanctified churches of Black folk who flock to the pews after days of doing hard jobs white folks don't want to do. Every Sunday morning in the California heat, I follow the grown-ups down to meet all the friends and neighbors hurrying to get a seat at Azusa Street. There I watch as Pastor Seymour preaches and beseeches us to feel the Spirit. Then one by one, the grown-ups stand and testify about his commands. Their bodies shake, their voices lift and shout. I get a little nervous as I look about and see the people I know move in some strange dance, speaking in tongues, falling in a trance. Amen, the preacher yells. Amen, we say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This goes on all day until one by one, they each surrender to experience some ecstatic splendor that leaves them refreshed and soft and tender, ready to start a new week. I see the rhythm at Azusa Street when the Spirit rises and starts to speak. Written by Toyomi Igas. Now let's talk about Inventive Roots. As we heard earlier, this podcast was inspired by Genesis 26. In that text, Isaac was faced with a personal and communal crisis because he had come from another place, because he had been resourceful in growing his community and developing their own essential goods, because he and his people were no longer beholden to the Philistines, he was envied and resented. King Abimelech of the Philistines ordered Isaac and his people to leave, so they left. They found themselves in a valley, and while in that valley, Isaac remembered what his ancestor had left behind, water wells. He dug up the wells his father had established. Afterwards, God encouraged him not to be afraid, but to be assured of God's presence and blessings. In response to being in God's presence, Isaac built an altar and dug some more. Recalling his roots restored him. To be inventive is to be creative, to establish something new or form a new approach. It is to consider a need or desire and harness what is available and necessary to meet the need. To be inventive is to repurpose on purpose. Black heritage is saturated in this way. Consider a people denied nearly every aspect of wellness who have recreated environments, a spirituality, and affirming words for themselves. During Black Heritage Month, it is typical for households, churches, and schools to celebrate the many tangible inventions of African Americans. Nonetheless, it is wholesome to regard African Americans' resolve to reinvent safety, worship, education, recipes, jargon, and communal economies having been stripped of their languages, family systems, income, and freedom. This truth is nothing short of miraculous. It is the frustration and ultimate rebuke of white supremacy culture. Before the Civil War, Black inventions were hardly recognized or known due to the fact that enslaved Africans could not patent their inventions. By 1913, Blacks had patented an estimated 1,000 inventions, especially in the fields of electricity, transportation, and industrial machinery, and the records show that more than 20 of those, approximately 190 Black inventors, were Black women. U.S. industrialization was born of African American labor. There is a debt owed, and the pursuit of wellness has not permitted Black folk to wait for payment.